With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Dixville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes akind.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel consultants are standing by. Take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hold on, we'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, woman, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast a plaintiff suing a sperm bank in Oregon. All right, follow along. Now, a jury has awarded $400,000 to a dog breeder who sued the International Canine Semen Bank, of which I'm a member. That's where all my checks are from.
Yeah.
Yes, the International Canine Semen Bank, alleging that it mistakenly destroyed frozen dog sperm from the 1990s that could have produced hundreds of coveted, and as they say, no pun intended, cream of the crop Labrador Retriever puppies. Now, the plaintiff claims that the sperm bank negligently allowed the sperm of six prized, long-dead Labradors to thaw and become useless. This after a freezer mishap back in 1997. But they're suing because they say the sperm bank then hid the mistake for nearly two decades until a former employee of the company shared the news with them in 2016.
And so they've still been paying for the storage of it.
Right. For 19 years, it's been rendered useless. And again, this is from six prized, long-dead Labradors. The plaintiff filed a lawsuit in 2017 seeking $800,000. That's an amount that includes part of their estimate of how many pups they could have sold. How much do you think these puppies sell for a piece?
I mean, cream of the crop labs?
$5,000. $2,000 to $3,000 a piece. But they also used to sell vials of the champion dog semen for $3,000 a piece to buyers interested in impregnating their own female dogs or for thickening their roux.
And keep in mind, that had been being frozen and saved since the 70s.
But the thing is, I guess this is a viable thing, all right?
Right. So you can freeze it, and then if they're prized, it doesn't matter when you use it again.
That's it. The DNA is DNA. So they mourn the loss of the progeny. Basically, they had the semen from an award-winning dog named King. King, by the way, if you're in this world, the son of the, quote, legendary San Joaquin Honcho. That's the 1976 U.S. National Field Champion. Anyway, no one froze the semen from San Joaquin Honcho when such technology was still developing, so he was the only person who had any insight to collect and freeze semen from one of Honcho's sons. This guy has, like, the premier Labrador semen. That's why he was storing it there. Anyway,
we all make our own bets as far as what we think is going to be worth money one day.
And the thing is, he would have been right. He would have been 100% right in this particular world of dog stuff, but...
Dog stuff.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Anyway, the trial exposed
dog
jurors...
stuff on you.
They're saying the trial exposed jurors to the high-stakes, sometimes precarious world of breeding elite hunting dogs. Now, the reason that we're toasting this particular plaintiff for all this, the man who sued the International Canine Semen Bank, the man who lost all of that sperm... We're toasting him because the man's name, and you cannot make this up, is Dick Wiener.
No.
Yeah, that's right. 81-year-old Dick Wiener.
Mr. Wiener
lost his semen, and he's suing. You can't make... His don't give me semen. That look. You can't make that up. So,
and again, he chose that name.
Right. You could have been Richard. He went for Dick Wiener, suing for semen. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola! All right, Wobbin, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hogan, to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's going on, guys?
Hola! All right, Jordan, you understand how this here game is played?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for saying so. We just assume you're stupid, so we try to keep it easy. All right. As I have been doing, I will offer you one of three stories for your guessing pleasure today. As always, we have the tried and true ethnicity slash race. Miles, before you ask, in this case, the story takes place in Texas.
In Texas.
Yes, so the ethnicity slash race takes place in Texas. We still have an offering from earlier in the program. That would be the Wienermobile. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile found itself in just a wee bit of trouble in Wisconsin.
And the options on that were based on what?
Traffic violations.
So what traffic violation was the Wienermobile involved in?
Yes, and I knew you fully expected to make that statement today.
Okay.
And finally, we go back to the world of driving, but in this case, you would try to identify who was driving the vehicle based on the accident the vehicle caused.
What kind of accident was it?
Pretty significant. I mean, by the end, a tree fell over and smashed through the roof of a home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes that far. So, again, we have ethnicity race, which involves Burger King and the state of Texas. We can do the Wienermobile, which is in Wisconsin, but in the end, it's just about what traffic violation you think it, well, violated. And finally, we have the story out of Florida where there's some bad driving going on. And you guess the identity of the driver.
Okay.
I think I want to go with the ethnicity here.
Go with ethnicity.
You want to keep the Wiener train rolling?
I mean, I want to keep the Wiener train rolling, but that's just got too many options, and I'm not confident in that one.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
Now, there's not a whole lot of details with this, but this is the story. Now, look, we kind of talked about this earlier today on the show. We asked the question, something along the lines, you know, for better or worse, what's the date that you'll always remember? And you do that because you want to get in a relationship. So just know, if you lose your girlfriend to another guy, but you cannot compete with his romantic gestures, like, say, occasionally buying her fast food, maybe you never should have had her in the first place. Just remember that.
Okay.
There's a guy, he's in Austin, Texas, and last Thursday, he found out that his ex-girlfriend had gone to Burger King with another dude, and that guy bought her a meal. But did they sit down to Burger King and eat it? Oh, no. No, they did not. She had it in a bag. She was taking it home. So he hid in the bushes outside of the woman's apartment. And when she walked up, holding that Burger King bag, he snatched it out of her hand and ran off.
I'll teach you something.
Hey, man, this should not be a crime.
She called the cops. I mean, the cops managed to track him down. And he was charged with theft. So again, this is his ex-girlfriend. I don't know how long they've been apart, but anyway, he finds out some other dude took her to Burger King, so he waited in the bushes outside her apartment, and when she showed up, he snatched that bag of Burger King, Jordan, and he took off with it, damn it. She would not enjoy a Whopper with another man. But my question for you, do you think this guy is black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
You know, I got a good idea, but I want to hear what consultants have their idea on.
Where was it?
This is Austin, Texas. I mean, there is not a lot of detail, man. It's an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
She goes
I got an idea, but I'm just curious.
We don't know what she got.
I don't know what she ordered. And that's the real shame of it, because I do feel like that'd be a strong clue.
Look, this is obviously, you shouldn't steal someone's food.
I mean, I'm sorry.
This is not the worst crime in the world, though.
Take a Burger King!
But in all things, like, that's the main thing. Like, I mean, just want to get that food.
I thought this story was going down a much worse path.
This is as bad as the story gets. My man jumped out of the bushes and snatched his girlfriend's Burger King and took off running.
And I can't believe the cops would arrest you for taking some burger.
Theft.
Theft.
Yeah, that's something I did not know you can get arrested for.
I wish I knew what kind of food he got out of that deal. He knew, because he knows, well, probably.
Somebody tipped him off that they were going to Burger King. Somehow he knew they weren't going to eat in. That's the real scary part to me. He had to assume.
Yeah.
And only hit a hit outside of the or maybe he didn't know she was going to come home with food. Maybe he was going to confront her, realize that she was going to eat in, and took off and, you know, snatched her bag.
And I feel like there has to be a value on charging somebody with theft.
I think the way they do it, like, you can be, and I'm not 100% on this, I think you can be charged with theft, and then whether it's going to be a felony or misdemeanor is entirely, so this would be a misdemeanor theft. Unless she bought over $500 worth of Burger King, in which case I would not snatch that from anybody.
All right, well then, I don't have much to go on here, so I'm going to have to go with some wilder theories.
Okay, you never do that.
Yeah. Number one, McDonald's is kind of...
Burger King.
Right, but I'm saying McDonald's itself, everybody eats at McDonald's.
Sure.
It's hard to be an American or a person of any culture and not have had McDonald's.
Yeah.
But, for some reason... I feel like white people more than anybody else like Burger King.
Huh.
And I don't know why. Maybe because it's flame broiled on gas. Thank you. You know what I mean? But I just remember, like, I knew everybody that went to McDonald's. But, like,
right.
I feel like I remember my neighbor. He really liked Burger King. And he was a white guy.
Okay.
So I feel like Burger King leans a little more white. Again, sorry, Burger King. I have no reason to go on any of
Burger King's like, do we have research on this?
Like,
good research department.
I don't know. I'm going with my neighbor across the street who loved Burger King. I miss the Italian chicken sandwich. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the exact opposite, Jordan. For my 2 weeks of experience at BKU, I was one of the few Caucasian employees there. And as far as the customers on the first few days of the grand opening, trust me, it seemed that black customers were much more excited that Burger King opened up than the white customers.
Yeah.
How excited. Well,
this is in rural West Virginia.
Yeah!
The king! The king!
Oh, the king is in the house!
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
The king is tapped. White boy, hook me up a burger.
That's right. I'm doing as fast as I can.
I don't know why I'm laughing at you. Mine is like my neighbor was white and he liked Burger King. I mean, these are both terrible theories, but you're going to have to pick one of them.
That's right. All right, Jordan, what you got telling you? This is Austin,
right,
Texas.
So I'm going to go just strictly off of the sheer pettiness of this whole situation, and that just screams white to me.
Okay.
Going to go white?
I'm with them. Yeah, I'm going to go white.
Final answer.
Yeah, final answer, white.
We're going to find out if the ex-boyfriend is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile takes us to Austin, Texas. State capital there. And a man who found out his ex-girlfriend was going to make a run with her new boyfriend or whoever she was dating to Burger King. Somehow he was tipped off. So he decided to go to her apartment and then hide in the bushes. And when his ex-girlfriend came back with her boyfriend, he jumped out of the bushes. He grabbed their delicious bags of Burger King and took off running.
That is correct. And
okay.
Cops found him a short time later, arrested him. By the way, some of the commenters are saying, Ted's theory is absolutely terrible. That's why it's probably right. I'm going white. So they agree with you there, Jim. Okay. Says Burger King's the only place that uses mayo. That's all it says there.
Oh.
Someone else says, isn't Austin full of yuppies, which would mean white? Someone else, Ted, they agree with you. They say, damn right, my white ass likes BK.
Uh-huh.
And then someone agrees with you, Miles, saying, having worked at Burger King before, seen far more blacks and Mexicans there than whites. And then someone else says, this is the best revenge story ever. Nobody got hit.
I know. It's
nobody
got hurt.
That's exactly what they're saying.
There's more comedy to it than anything else.
But Jordan, we asked you, did you believe that this Burger King bag snatcher is black, white, Mexican, or Asian? In the end, you went white.
Sorry.
Miles, you're correct.
Yes. All right.
This picture's some little skinny brothers
winner,
busting
winner,
out the buses.
Free Burger King dinner. Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Let's see. So being rich and famous doesn't necessarily mean people like you.
Well, sure.
So Forbes put out a list of the, basically the most liked of the 100 highest paid entertainers.
Okay.
The most liked.
The most liked. Can you guess? Number one.
I don't like anybody. Male or female?
Male. Everybody likes him.
Tom Hanks.
No. Focus. That's not a hint for you guys if you
know
what
not.
He does on his Instagram.
Oh, damn.
All right, Miles, cheat meal. The Rock.
Cheat meal.
That's so obvious.
I thought you said cheat
that's
meal.
That's obvious.
Okay, all right. Everyone loves The Rock.
Right, like nobody, you never hear people say, like, you might say, hey, I'm a little tired of The Rock, he's in all this stuff, but like, nobody dislikes him.
The only people that hate The Rock, you hate The Rock because everyone likes The Rock.
He's the
like,
only
that's
guy
the reason
he,
that you hate
he's
The Rock.
He's the only guy who can do steroids and no one cares. Everyone else gets called out.
No, steroids don't matter.
It doesn't matter with actors and actresses.
Yeah, right. But still they'll be like, oh, dude, look at Wahlberg, he's on the roids again.
Yeah, but he's an actor.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody cares.
Professional sport, sure, but as an actor.
You've seen Brad Pitt 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Go rewatch Troy.
On the roids.
Right. Yeah.
Even Colin Farrell.
Sure.
Here's
your role. Like, give me steroids because I don't feel like working out.
Who's the very attractive dude that's all ripped?
His name is Thrill.
He was in, like, Neighbors.
Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran. Oh, God. He is very good looking. Even for me, looking at him, like, man, he's attractive. He was
Zac Efron?
Zac Efron. Thank you, sir.
Wow.
I saw.
These guys could have quit.
No, I enjoyed Ted. Just
I was
going to
say Steve Hill.
You get lost in his eyes. You know what I mean?
Well, he doesn't have a
so
six
dreamy.
Pack. He's got like an 8-pack with the cut.
And when he talks, it's with a whisper.
He talks like this all the time.
It's so hot.
But I saw a thing with him the other day, an interview, and he said, look, like, you can't do my workouts. Like, you can't do my workouts and live a regular life.
You wouldn't want
life.
To.
Yeah, right. he's like, this is all I do.
You can
so
have a
I
job.
Can do it, right?
This is where I keep my job, man. Yeah,
right. I just like that.
He was also in Baywatch before that.
Yeah.
With The Rock.
Bringing it back to The Rock.
Yeah.
Good call there. The second most liked actor, obviously everybody still loves him. I mean, I'm not sure the last time he was in a movie, Jackie Chan.
Well, it doesn't matter. He makes so much bank. People like him. He can do no wrong.
He's just not on top of mind.
Yeah. I mean, The Rock is always around, whether he's hosting whatever
like
games.
Rush Hour, it's been a few years
since
Rush Hour.
When they say, like,
movie.
Who makes all the money on television, I never go, oh, it's Judge Judy. But the fact of the matter is, it's Judge Judy.
After that, Will Smith, Paul McCartney, Adam Sandler.
All right.
A flashback.
There's nothing to not like about it. You might not like his movies, or they're stupid and horrible, maybe. But no one seems to dislike him as a person.
No, and I think Sandler got caught up in the same kind of Nickelback stuff. It became very, like, cool and chic to just, like, hate Adam Sandler and Adam Sandler movies.
Sure.
Even though they were super popular, and a lot of people bought those albums and bought these movies. A woman that's wrote a ton of books, one of them just happened to be Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling. I like this one. Robert Downey Jr. gets on the list for top 10 for favorable.
I can believe that.
He is Iron Man. But then back in the day, people kind of despised him, didn't they?
No, people
when he was
were
all
mad.
Drugged out.
He's always been a good actor. It's a certain way he acts. But He got all drugged out back in the days when people cared, because now it's like a badge of honor, right? But the thing is, he survived it. He came back, and his acting chops are there. And he's, I think the difference is he's open and honest about it.
Yeah. I just like the bottom celebrities of basically, they had the worst percentages, so people don't really
now,
like them.
Is this based on their gross, or is just based
it has
on
nothing to do? Like, literally, no, they're saying, here's the highest paid celebrities. Right. Which one are people favorable or unfavorable?
All right.
So the bottom ones at 95, Sean Hannity at 96, Howard Stern at 97, Kylie Jenner, 98, Rush Limbaugh, 99, Kris Jenner, and at 100, Kim Kardashian.
They do not deserve to be lumped into those other people.
Sure, they earn it. They're
the Jenners and the Kardashians do not deserve to be lumped into Hannity Limbaugh.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know,
I mean, like, look, man, we can call anybody what we want, but I mean, let's face it, they're not that horrible.
Right.
They're not. I mean, they're not spewing.
Kris Jenner,
they're not spewing hate. You know what I mean? They're not trying to.
I mean, Kim's husband said, you know, something was a choice.
He says a lot of things.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ted.
All right, let's stick with annoying songs that shouldn't be famous, but they are. Does everybody here know Baby Shark?
I don't know by name.
Your kids don't know it yet?
Dude, again.
Oh, God.
I may have heard it, but I don't know about it.
Where's this from?
Well, Jimmy Kimmel will explain.
If you have little kids, you know this Baby Shark song. You know the Baby Shark song?
Yes.
The song's like 90 seconds long. It feels like it goes on longer than Shark Week. It goes on and on and on. This song, I looked into it. It came from either France or Germany. Unbelievably, that song made it onto the Billboard chart. It debuted, it is number 32 on the Billboard chart, right after like Diplo or something like that. Baby Shark is so big now, it just got engaged to Ariana Grande, and they're very happy together. How this got into the top 40, I really don't know, but I don't think I'm overreacting when I say whoever is responsible for it should be locked in prison for the rest of their lives, and then when they die, their bodies should be fed to the very sharks they sang about.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
All right.
I don't know it, and when I heard that bit and piece of it, I'm very, very glad I don't know it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I want to say it's been, I mean, he's just saying like billions of times or something. It's been
that makes no sense.
I mean, it's so bad. It's so stupid.
But that's the problem. I mean, you know this. Little kids will watch the same thing over and over and over.
And sometimes that's good, depending on the content. Sometimes it's horrible.
But some movies, and I mean, I guess my general fear with most kids' movies, when it's an original soundtrack, is going to be bad for you. There's a few other movies, like Sing, right? I don't know about some scared elephant singing or whatever. If you saw it, the one thing is, every song they sang, well, 95% of the song, they were songs you already knew. It's just someone else singing it, so you can kind of get through it. You know what I mean?
All right.
You'd hear like bits of Elton John or something. You're like, all right, I can get through this. Anytime you hear an original score for a kid's movie, buckle up, because it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Bad. So
I think that's why it has all those views. It's just little kids playing it over and
that's
over
it.
And over.
Right.
Yeah. Kids love doing that stuff, man. I don't think they do it intentionally to annoy you, but they do it.
They don't know they're annoying you, but it is annoying you.
I mean, that's the problem with children. They are not self-aware.
People who annoy you.
All right, so what Lifetime had been playing Christmas movies since basically October, right?
Are they done?
I think they got to be about done. So basically, there's this family, right? And they sent out, they're saying Lifetime ruined their Christmas. They took a photo, they sent out a Christmas card, right? As many families do. Somehow, Lifetime gets it, and it's in one of their movies, Christmas Harmony.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Are you asking me if I saw it?
Not to be confused with Christmas Harmony.
I saw the clip.
Which is delicious.
I did watch the clip, though, because I was intrigued.
Right, all it is one guy is like, he's like, take the Christmas cards down, I don't like them, and somebody says they're festive, and he goes, I think they're ugly.
Basically and saying, like, if you put the Christmas cards up on the refrigerator, like, he had, like, that perfect...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just junks it up.
Yeah. So that's all they said, but now they want to sue him, as they said, they were embarrassed when friends and family started to call them to tell them they were in the movie. They didn't give Lifetime permission to use their photo, and I have no idea how they got it. So they're suing for all the movie's profits.
Jesus
oh, come
Christ.
On.
You think that movie made profits? It's on Lifetime, you idiots.
Jesus Christ.
Be happy for your 3 minutes of fame.
I think it's different if they held the, like, the granite, they didn't give him permission to use it, but I think it's different if the guy was like, look at this family and how ugly they are.
That's a little different.
They didn't do that.
You've got the permission thing, maybe. You're not going to get all the profits from the movie, but unless they made money specifically because of that scene and you were in it, it's pretty thin. In case anyone wasn't tracking with that.
Thrill, I'm sure you know about this, but coming up, there will be the first time a woman has officiated an NFL game.
Yeah.
It'll be between the Chargers and the Patriots. I know a lot of... it's easy to hate on the Patriots.
Yes, it is. Very easy.
Right, just because...
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, just because they win all the time. But, hey, Phillip Rivers is hard to like, too. That's a weird matchup. she's been in the league for a while. But basically, it's just a big deal. It's the first time in a playoff game.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't forget, too, like, playoff games are weird. Every time we get to this weekend, I'm always reminded of the Tuck rule. Right?
Yeah.
Years ago, the only way we know who basically Brady and Adam Vinatieri are is because he fumbles the ball, but somehow they said he didn't.
Yeah, the officials handed them that against the Raiders.
And also remember that the NFL, the way they do things, they don't grade things the same way. Like, basically, every playoff game is like the Pro Bowl. So
for the officials.
If your team is good, your team moves on to the playoffs. But in the officiating world, the better you grade out during the year helps your chances of being in the playoffs. However, the entire team's grade is not taken into consideration as far as the entire officiating crew. So you might have the head of one crew, they've never worked before.
That is genuinely
how
that goes.
Thrill's been bringing it up for years. And I don't fathom it either. Like, if you're supposed to have the best of the best, why not just have the team that rated
the best?
That's
well, the
other
best,
thing, and the other it's just consistency. You know, like, look, you can have a bad team that you know passes the ball all the time, but the thing, that's what they do, right? So these officiating crews, they get broken up at the end of the season, like you guys were saying, and you have the best of the best. And for the officials, it's a big deal because you kind of get singled out and make a little extra money. We get it. But in the time of the playoffs, we want your officiating to be as crisp as it can be. It's probably not going to be, not because they don't know what they're doing, but it's just you have a different captain. There's a different way
to respond. The teams never worked together before.
Right, that's it.
You don't know.
They're playing together for the first time, but the game means something.
But it's like the Pro Bowl. Like, you can take all these great players, but they don't play together. I think if you just took your average team and didn't bring them up, they'd kill the All-Pro.
And no one watches the Pro Bowl because it's terrible.
Even when I was a little kid, I remember making a couple baseball All-Star teams, humble brag, and...
Yeah. And in case you didn't catch my humble brag, I will point out that
actually, it was three. It was three.
Yeah, I mean, A-League, I made All-Star team both years. So whatever! The point is, so easy. You're right. I remember being on one of these teams and being like, we got, like, I don't know, Peter and Jeff and somebody else. Like, how could we lose?
All the big names.
Right? These Peter are the best guys in the league.
Right, yeah.
Then we get our ass whooped because we weren't good. We were playing like other All-Star teams that had been together all year.
Yeah.
So you'd go to these tournaments and you'd always get run over by the team that had been together all year.
That's what I'm saying. If you took an average team from the NFL and put them up against the All-Pros of the other conference, I'm putting my money on the average team with steamroll. The Cardinals might beat them.
Let's not talk crazy.
Just trying to lighten the mood, bro.
All right. Jimmy Fallon had, he always has a fun little Twitter game. So this one is five-word resolutions.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite five-word resolutions from you guys. This first one's from @DanaHartley9. Her resolution is to stop calling my husband bro. Oh, okay, yeah. Can you pick up the kids at school, bro? This one's from @Boggle1388. His resolution is join the gym, never go. There, it's his five-word resolution. We've all done that. This one's from @JennyFromot. Her resolution is less upsetty, more spaghetti.
Yeah! Me like it.
That's a fantastic one. This one's from @CuckooBear. His resolution is read more, menus don't count. There you go.
Cheesecake Factory.
That's kind of a bug. This last one is from @Reedy. Her resolution is stop procrastinating. We'll start tomorrow. There you go. There's the hashtag.
That seems pretty legit.
Sure.
Stop procrastinating. We'll get to it tomorrow.
That's too many words.
But I mean, a resolution, that doesn't seem like something you wake up that day and go, all right. Like, I have a buddy that once quit drinking just because he woke up one day and said, I don't want to keep drinking.
Okay.
Right? But that's very strange. Like, a lot of people kind of.
And it wasn't January 1st, was it?
Honestly, dude, it's good for him, but he was on a trip with another buddy in Europe. and decided halfway through that he was done.
Oh, no way.
Sucks for the buddy.
But he's still a little salty.
I would be too. The hell's that?
Right, you were like
you can't wait, man.
Right, like, can you wait till we get home?
I bet the location where people promise each other more things that they hope to do than any other place on this planet is the Vegas airport.
Well, you're making deals with all kinds of higher powers.
I'm just saying, like, you're brain, like, I'm never doing coke again. God damn, I feel like ass.
And I go drink. I do coke. I never want to feel like this again until the next time I go to Vegas.
If I make 300, I'm walking away next time.
I think there's some. I think there's some of that bargaining in jails too.
Okay, yeah. Probably.
I know I did it.
Jail, I get it.
Yeah, like, but there's a bunch of different jails. There's only one Vegas.
Like, God, give me this, and if I get out of it, like, blah blah blah. And as she said, $6,000 bail. I was like,
God's on money.
Okay, you can do it like that then.
$6,000.
That's from your grumpy with God.
Bumping a car.
Yeah, you're right, though. The Vegas airport, there is. I tell you, man, we talk about it all the time. There is no higher or lower than people in the Vegas airport than people leaving the Vegas airport.
No. The arrival gates are kind of like the land of promise. The departure gates are the land of lies.
Their sign should be just a yin-yang thing.
Like, you haven't really committed crimes. I say, really. But you have. I have sat in that bar and, like, looked at my buddy like, we need to get the F out of this town. He's like, what do you mean? I'm just like, I don't know. You know, you just have that feeling like, we just need to get out of town.
I don't want to bump into anyone ever again.
My clothes smell like smoke. My head hurts.
Yeah.
But not cigarette smoke, man.
Criminal Minds, one of my favorite shows, and I'm sad to see it go. It's ending after 15 seasons.
I know.
Good
job. You've been broken up about this for a while, though.
I mean, what is it, at least once a week I come in and I'm like, did you see the new Criminal Minds?
We start watching this, please? And we said, all right. And now it's over. We missed the whole
thing. See, I always thought when I put on Criminal Minds, I'd be watching C-SPAN. But no, it ends up it's a fictional show.
Yeah, the 15th season for all us minders out there.
Yeah,
C-Minders, that's what we call it.
C-Minders.
Not anymore.
No worries, C-Minders.
See you laters.
The 15th season will have 10 episodes, and it'll air the 2019-2020 season. So we still got some time out there.
You're bringing people over, doing the whole thing. You guys know what you're going to make just to watch it.
Minder Dips. Parties, man.
You know the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know, party.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to make cupcakes and put them in candy cuffs.
There you go.
It's a whole thing. Because at the end of every episode of Criminal Minds, somebody goes to jail.
Or they're killed.
Great idea.
Yeah. Or you could come over and just think of how you want to commit crime. Because maybe you're the criminal mind.
Maybe it'll be like the end of Seinfeld. They'll all just be in jail.
Yeah, could be. Either way, sad to see it leave, but going to be a hell of a party at my place.
Thank you, Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida, where a woman sings karaoke to a man in the middle of the road in front of a veterans park. Meanwhile, a kid leaves a teddy bear in Hawaii, but not before a wonderful adventure the bear would embark. Man falls to death from Irish cliff. We'll give you one guess why, bless you, to Philadelphia, where walking your dog is a stupid way to die. And a petition is online to get rid of the Tacomas. And it is gaining traction. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Another top story. A man drove into his driveway to quite the show out in the middle of the road. A man witnessed a man standing in the middle of the road while a woman performed a certain activity on him.
Slurpee, slurpee, try not to burpee.
Before the two commenced having sex on the hood of a car.
Nice.
Good, some of that hood ass.
Classy.
Police were called and the couple were arrested, and you will never guess where this classic couple came from.
Florida!
The guy was actually a fireman.
The guy? Well, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And he's just
not all heroes wear capes.
Out in the middle of the road. This is my road.
I bet you he was standing like Superman with the American flag, you know, hands on hips.
I hope so, man. That's the only way that I can imagine that. It's just he's sitting there. Hey, Dave.
Sounds like he must have worked on the pumper truck.
Ah.
Hey, now.
Working the hose. In other news, once again, the internet has proven to be someone's undoing. A convicted gang robber was caught after he befriended an undercover cop and shared a video of his new stolen chain.
God damn. Don't steal people's chains.
That's right. It's sick and wrong.
Especially if it's not Indian gold.
It's wrong, man. What kind of person steals a man's gold chain?
And why do you brag about it?
Well, because I like it, Mike.
Oh, I'll catch you. Did you win that chain, Ted?
No, dog, I paid for it.
He took it off a dead man.
That's right.
He saw a man hit by a car and said, well, nobody's looking.
That's how you earn that chain.
Why would you brag about that? If you're going to brag about a crime, like, oh, you stole a chain.
Right. Congratulations.
Check out this cool chain. Turns green in the shower.
Look at that.
Yeah. 12,500 people have signed a petition that's being sent to the president to combine two states into one. This has happened with multiple states across the country, but today we go to the Dakotas, where all those people want to combine the two and rename themselves. I am not making this up. Megacoda.
Cool. Sounds like the woman who did not get the prom date.
Yeah. Why don't you just call it Dakota?
Right. That would be logical, Miles.
Right.
Because you have North Dakota and South Dakota.
The guy has some pretty good arguments as far as saving money, as far as right. all those things are
it's
concerned.
The name.
And I'm down for that.
Yeah. It's not that like, well, if we have one less, then you know, we won't be great. You know, so
no.
Like, I'm not making Puerto Rico a state. That'll never happen.
Right.
We're going to be even 50, you know what I mean?
Megacoda.
I'm sure if you're driving it, you just want it to be over with one way, Coda or the other.
Exactly. You got a big rock formation out there that we're all happy to see.
No, there's cool stuff there. I'm not saying that.
And then away we go.
They're like, we'd be the fourth biggest state then. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. A student in Ireland was out exploring the cliffs of, I'm going to screw this up, Moher?
Yeah.
Moher.
My kid was just there.
More, right?
Go more. Ago. The cliffs of Moher. He was seen taking a selfie at the cliff's edge, and you can guess the rest.
I'll just give us a little bit of that taste. Give us the whole thing.
Come on, the Irish accent.
The whole thing.
We were trying to convince Mike to do the entire show today with the Irish accent.
No. Student in Ireland was out exploring the cliffs of Moher and was seen taking a selfie at the cliff's edge.
He was seen taking a big ass.
You can
he
guess.
Was dumping on the side of the cliffs.
You can guess the rest. The poor bugger fell off the side of the cliff.
The bugger.
Bugger. Dead as a doornail down there.
Bugger McFarland.
Ricocheted 8 or 9 times on the way down.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Doom. They call him a Ricochet Ricky.
I'll let you guys actually guess where this next story comes from. There's a state in this country that is about to change the DUI game. They are implementing a new restriction that drops the legal blood alcohol level from the nationwide 0.08 down to 0.05.
Utah.
That's not even that's the dumbest question I've ever heard. You know who it is.
You guys exactly know
meth
who it
capital
is.
Of the world.
It's stuck on Utah.
Right.
Exactly. You can't drink enough of their beer to get a 0.08.
Everybody I've ever met from Utah is a complete derelict.
Right. We've established, like, okay, you can go out and have a couple drinks depending on your weight, and this is the limit.
Right.
That I know from Utah, seriously, who have conversations, are like, man, we should have started doing that meth in junior high.
I know.
No, I'm being dead serious.
Dear Lord, man.
No, I've had people that I've known from Utah. They run incredible. They run New Jersey fast.
When they're ex-Mormons, they go crazy.
They do. It's almost like Rumspringa at 16.
Jeez.
They do their own thing.
They're also considering it a third-degree felony if you commit automobile homicide while under the influence.
Okay, that's fair.
Right? Right?
That's fine.
Not all of their ideas are stupid.
I mean, my God. You can have a beer at dinner without getting pulled over on the way home and going to jail.
The rest of the country agrees. If you kill someone, yes.
Plus, you're still drinking their Coors Light.
That's what I mean.
Right? It's impossible to even get drunk there.
Not anymore.
That's why they're doing
it's
all the
possible,
drugs.
Homie. You done it? I went to a football game down there. It's possible, dog. You can do it.
All right, okay.
Well, granted, the tailgate I was at, they brought beer from another state.
That's it for headlines.
With that, Mike, Hawk
is
out.
Oh, my God.
We'll see you next time for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, the random question asked the men's room, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed, it is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake.
Stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.